Jesus. Woo! Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. My, what a God. What a God. God bless you. You can make your way back to your seats. We welcome all of our guests that are with us here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. My. One more time. What do you say? Let's just let a praise go up to the Lord. There's such a move of His Spirit, such a weight of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Amen. We're going to be reading from Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. We want to say welcome to all of our guests. We pray that you've already been blessed, touched by the Spirit and the move of the Lord. We want you to know that God has incredible things for you today. Incredible things for you today. He wants to bless you as a person, as an individual. And it's our prayer here at Tabernacle of Pentecost that you receive everything that Jesus Christ has for you. Not what we want to give you, what He wants to give you. Man, let's stand for the reading of the Word. I know we've been standing and sitting, but one more time, just in honor of the Word of the Lord. One verse, just one verse. The Lord has been blessing around here for the last couple of Sundays, just like He has done here today. Great moves of the Spirit, great anointing. And we want to learn of Him. Amen? Sister Hugh, it's good to see you. Her work doesn't let her get in the house of the Lord very often. It's good to see you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I know we've already announced it, but it is great to have Chris and Katie Ann. They got married last week. Good to see them back. We can tell she's dressing him. He's got a nice red bow tie to match her red dress. Yeah, Chris, what can I say? Life will never be the same. But it's good. Where's my wife? She's that way. Hey, gorgeous. I like to see if she's in the house before I say anything. So, not that I had anything to say, as she would say. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. Verse number 17. Remember, after service, if you're new and you wanted to make this your home church, please get a picture. We want to put it in our directory. So then faith cometh. Everybody say, faith cometh. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. If we can get a hold of this little simple message that God wants to speak to us here today, you can change everything in your life and in those that are around you through basic, simple faith. Tell your neighbor, stop complicating your faith. The Lord is trying to get this into this church. We get a hold of this, and people will get up out of their wheelchairs. Blinded eyes will be opened. Lost spouses will be saved. Kids will get out of jail and be redeemed to the Lord. Now, I can't guarantee you all of us will get a 2016 car. But I can guarantee you that your faith, if you align it up biblically, will provide every need that you have according to His riches and glory. That I can guarantee you. Everyone say the basics of faith. Lord, we need your help today. I pray that you touch my mind and my heart. Help me to speak. God, I have prayed. I have sought you. I have asked. Help me to deliver this, Father. Help us to get revelation and understanding that we might change our world for the kingdom of God. That souls in this building today would be changed, our approach, everything about us, and we will see the hand of God work in our life, not only for us, but for those around us, our loved ones, circumstances, situations, our work area. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray your name, Lord God, your name above every name. We pray it, we ask it in the wonderful, mighty name of Jesus. And everyone say amen. Tell someone else, quit complicating your faith. Well, bless you. You can be seated. Give Pastor a few minutes here today to get into the Word. We taught on this Wednesday night, and I do want to encourage you again, our Sunday morning crowd, for those of you that can make it to Wednesday night service, especially if you have children. We have things going on for all of the kids. Our teenagers have their own services. And we just encourage you to come. Make that extra effort. Bring your kids. And I know if they're in school, it's late. But, you know, most of them stay up playing video games anyway and all of that other stuff. So we might as well get them under the voice of the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen, and it'll be a great blessing. But we touched on this. So faith then cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. I believe the Lord is trying to move this congregation into a greater understanding of the simplicity of faith. That faith is not complicated. Faith is not difficult. It's not hard. And faith is, in, especially if you're a child of God walking with the Lord, faith is involved in every single aspect, in every area of your life. In fact, the Word tells us that everything outside of faith is sin. And of course, we don't want to dwell or walk in sin or live in sin. So we must learn to walk in faith, and we must learn to live in faith so that we are not walking and living in sin. And the Lord is wanting to get a hold of this congregation. We've had people that have testified and prophesied and been prophesied to, and dreams and visions and words of knowledge, etc., that has come, that the Lord is wanting to do great and mighty miracles amongst us. And I believe that because it is His word. He said, these things and greater things shall you do because I go to the Father and I send the power back upon you. These things that you've seen me do, Jesus said, you're going to do these things and you're going to do even greater things things, and certainly in greater amount, because there is going to be so many more of us. It is what God wants to happen in the house of the Lord. He wants to see His power move freely. He wants to see men and women delivered, like the testimony from Brother Sean Mackey, delivered from drugs, delivered from alcohol, delivered from abusive situations, delivered from mental torment, or whatever the case may be. I'm here to tell you that simple faith will move mountains in your life, and there is nothing that God cannot do. The word of the Lord tells us that we, if we are going to acquire faith, somebody say, I need faith. If we're going to acquire faith, there's only one way explained in the word of the Lord. And we'll get in more detail about what this really means, but for right now, we're just going to take it on surface value. And the word of the Lord says that that comes about when we hear the word of God. If we know that it is in the word of God, then we know that it is true. Because Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle, not one dot of the I, not one cross of the T shall pass away of my word. My word is eternal and it changes not. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is the word of God. And if we can see something in the word of God, then we can plant our feet solid upon it. We can speak it with our mouths, and we can know in our hearts that it will come to pass. James said, this is the confidence, or John said, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that when we pray, we know He hears us. And because we know He hears us, we know we have the petition that we ask of Him. But He goes on to say, it's because we pray in His will. How do we know we're praying in His will? Because we get into the Word of God. And if the Word of God proclaims it, then I can pray it. Faith will go forth and nothing can stop it. It's simple faith. Now, faith wraps itself about us. I'm just going to read through these lists. We dealt with the scriptures on Wednesday night, but faith wraps itself in our heart and our mind. It's important for you to understand how much faith is really a part of your walk with God and a part of your everyday life. First of all, the word of the Lord tells us, but without faith, it is impossible. If we don't have faith, we cannot even please God. And so without the word, we can't please Him, because faith comes from the word. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The Bible tells us that we are justified by faith, that we are counted righteous through faith, that it is by faith that we are planted into grace. The Bible tells us that we stand by faith, that Christ dwells in our heart through faith, that we're going to be risen with Him through faith, that it is faith that brings joy to us, that we abound in everything in faith, that we are saved through faith, we overcome the world by faith, and that our faith is most holy. I'm telling you, we need faith. We need faith. The word of the Lord tells us concerning faith to have sincere faith. Everybody say sincere faith. The Bible says, be not weak in your faith. It says, take the shield of faith. Stand fast in the faith. Walk by faith. Hold on to your faith. Be bold in your faith. Keep the faith, have the assurance of faith, the breastplate of faith, and profess your faith, make it known. Hebrews says, by faith, Abel offered. By faith, Enoch was translated. By faith, Noah was warned. By faith, Abraham was called out. By faith, Sarah received. And I'm here to tell everybody in this building here today, in the Holy Ghost, with faith, nothing is impossible. Stay with me just a little longer. James tells us your faith's going to be tried. He talks about the trial of faith. He says, don't waver in your faith. He said, your faith is rich. He said, pray the prayer of faith. You see, faith is wrapped up in every aspect of my life. Everywhere I go, everything I do, every thought I make, it needs to be bathed in faith. How does that happen? I'm here to tell this church today, it's not difficult like we have made it. It's not complicated like we have construed, like we have caused it to be. It's the simplest thing you will ever acquire. It's faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I'm telling you right now, while I preach, your faith is increasing. Right now, while the word is going out, you're hearing this word. Something's beginning to move inside of your heart. Something's stirring up. And you're saying to myself, I believe, I believe. I'll see it come to pass. God's going to do it. While I'm preaching, there's a voice whispering to you, you will come out. You will overcome. You will make it. You will get well. What is it? It's the voice of faith. It's the voice of faith. It comes with the word. It comes with the word. Somebody say, I need faith. So Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. How many of you have a Bible with you? Katie, Annie, Chris, y'all don't have a Bible? Dude, Chris, just because you're married, got to keep that word with you. I want you to open your Bible. Just open it right now. I don't care where you open it to. I want you to just read something. Now, just, you can read it out loud to yourself. Just start reading. I don't care where you're at. Just read. Just read. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter if you're reading about paying tithes. Dear Lord knows that would be discouraging. But while you read, you're going to feel something begin to move on the inside. While you read, your brain begins to stir up. I'm telling you, what's happening is God is lifting you up out of the mortality into the immortality. He's bringing you out of the terrestrial into the celestial. He's taking you out of the carnal thinking into the spiritual thinking. It goes beyond your brain. It goes beyond your reasoning. It goes beyond everything. You know, it's amazing. When you're not reading the word, you can't believe God for nothing. But when you're reading the word, you can believe God for anything. When you're not in the word, you're down, depressed, and out, and think it'll never come to an end. When you're in your word, you're up, you're excited, you're powerful, and you're saying this too shall come to pass. Why? Because faith comes by the word of God. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I just want to talk to us here for just a minute. The reason why we are so bound, the reason why we are so limited in our faith is because we are anemic when it comes to the word of God. We're still living on scriptures that someone told us 100 years ago, and we repeat them. Let me tell you, the word is alive every day. You got to pick up that book every day. You got to digest that book every day. It is what feeds your faith. Faith. If we'll get a hold of this, God will change this church. The Bible tells us to hear the word 1,230 times. It's mentioned in the word of God. Hear the word. Listen to the word. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now stay with Pastor a little bit today while I lay a foundation. Everybody say, my salvation began by hearing the word. I was begotten in God through the word. We are washed by the word. We are begotten by the word of God. No one is saved outside or without hearing the word of God. Romans 10 and 14 says, how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe? Or how shall they have faith in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? What is Paul saying? The only way they can have faith to believe that God is able is if the word of God is broadcasted to them. He is able. Somebody shout, my God is able. Listen, stay with me just a few moments. Luke 16. Verse number 29, it's about the rich man that's in hell. Abraham, the rich man saying to Abraham, don't send my brothers here. Oh, send Lazarus. I just want one drop of water that he can put on my tongue. Don't let my brothers come here. And so the rich man is talking to Abraham. Abraham said unto him, watch this. They have Moses and the prophets. What Abraham was saying is they've got the word of God. Well, look at this. Let them hear them. Why are you saying that, Abraham? Because they can't be saved without faith. And they can't get faith without the word of God. And he said, nay. So the rich man answers back. He says, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, if they just saw a miracle, if they just saw something great, if they saw something miraculous, they would repent. He said, oh, you got it all wrong. He said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. I'm here to tell you today, the only thing that can save you is the word of God. It's the reason why when people come in and they see a great miracle, pastor's not preaching against miracles. We're going to have them by the dozens. But when men come in and they see the miracle and they say, oh, I like this place. But when the word is preached, they put their hand up. They refuse the word of God. Therefore, no faith can get in their heart. The miracle will not save them. You must receive the word of God. It is the word that puts faith in you. No, 1,000 times no. You will not repent because someone's raised from the dead. You will not repent because you see a miracle. Only the hearing of the word can produce faith that is needed to be saved. Clap your hands to the Lord. Stay with me a moment longer. I'm trying to build a little foundation to give you understanding that certain things can only come through the word. In fact, the foundation I'm laying is this. Everything comes through the word. Because anything outside of the word is outside of faith. And anything outside of faith is, it is sin. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. What does the word say? For by grace you're saved. How? Through faith. How does faith come? By the hearing of the word. You're saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. The Bible says he prayed prayers. He gave alms. They became as a memorial before God. Look at verse 2 of Acts 10. The Bible calls Cornelius a devout man. Everybody say devout. One that feared God. Say he feared God. With all of his house, he gave much alms. Say, he was a giver. much alms to the people, and he prayed to God always. Say, he was a prayer. You'd have thought this fellow would have been all right, but you can't be saved without the word. Holy Ghost is trying to help us. Some of you think because you do this, God's going to do something. No, he only works through his word. He only works through his word. He don't pay us back for anything. You know, I read a verse this morning. I was just reading and digesting the word a little bit today. And I came across those verses in Matthew when Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he says, you want me to reward you and speak well of you for doing things that you were commanded to do. He said, after you've done everything that you know you're supposed to do, count yourself as an unprofitable servant. God doesn't move through those things. He doesn't respond to that. The only thing God responds to is faith. And the only way to get faith is the word. I'm going to tell you why it's important that you understand this combination, because this is what's happening to the religious world. We have faith in things that are not biblical. Therefore, it's worthless faith. It has no value and no strength. You let men and women get up and preach this blab it and grab it, name it and claim it junk. If you pray before you go to bed, there'll be a Rolls Royce in your driveway somewhere. Are you insane? Get back in the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Pray on the Word of God, and God will move. I know I'm preaching against devils. Them devils all over the place. You know why they want you hung up in false faith? Because if they can get you believing in stuff that's not even biblical, when it doesn't come to pass, then they'll look at you and say, see, God don't love you. You don't have no faith. God's not blessing you. God's not. Yes, he will, but you got to get back in the word. You got to get back founded on the word of God. When you get founded on the word of God, whatever you open your mouth up to speak, it will move mountains. It'll move mountains. He was devout. He feared God. He gave much. He prayed always. But Acts 11 and 13 tells us, Peter, talking to the council, says to them, Cornelius said to me, he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood aside unto him and said, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee whereby thou and thy house shall be. You mean I've done all of this and I'm still not saved? Sir, ma'am, I love you and God loves you. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Because of what he did, it built a wall, a memorial before God. It became up. He was a Gentile. It became up as a great memorial before the Lord. It caught God's attention. He looked down on him. Who is this? What's going on? Oh, it's a centurion, a leader of a band, and he's a Gentile. He's a prayer. He's a giver. He's all of these wonderful things. Oh God, what are you blessing? I am. I'm going to send somebody to preach to him. Because when he hears the word, everything that he's doing, he'll begin to do in faith. And the difference is, God have mercy, working within my own ability versus working within the faith of God. The only thing that will bring results is when I get in the word and I build up faith and I work within the faith, then the results will come.
Somebody shout, I need faith.
Tell your neighbor, don't complicate faith. I hadn't got to that part yet, but we will. So the bottom line is this. I don't know about you. Actually, I do, because I've counseled most of you. Every one of us. Brother, it's so good to see you. Come, he's here. Brother Jermaine is here on his lunch break. They're in a transition at Walmart. He's a manager there and training another manager. And so what he does is when they're eating, he jumps in his car, runs down the street, comes to church, watches his watch, and when he's got to get back, he gets back in his car and goes back to work. I like that. That's hungry for the word. That's hungry for the word. The bottom line is this. Everyone in this building needs to move a mountain. There is not a one of us that doesn't have a mountain that needs to be moved. Am I telling the truth? Well, why don't you acknowledge it a little bit? I can't feel nothing, so I need a little extra. Like you're doing okay, you know? I'm going through a whole trial right now. Y'all pray for Pastor. I'm in a valley. But man, when y'all all come down to the valley with me, it's so bright. Everything looks so good. Tastes good, feel good. God's awesome. Every one of us in this building need to move a mountain. And not one of you are going to move your mountain without faith. And not one of you or me is going to have the faith to move that mountain without the word. It's the word that brings the faith to move the mountain. Everybody say, now faith. The word of God will give you now faith. All right, stay with me. We need something from God. We need the word of God. Oh, let me put it this way. We need to get involved in the word of God. And we need the word of God to get involved in us. Now, let me tell you, there's two different worlds. That's two different worlds. Because when I get involved in the word, I pick out the good things. Huh? Yeah. Ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. Ooh, I like that one. That's a good one. I'll stand on that one. Let's stand on that one. That's me getting involved in the word. But what about the word getting involved in me? See, that's a whole different world. Because God gets involved in you and he says, yep, I want to fulfill this promise in your life, but I fulfill that promise through obedience. You see, faith cometh by hearing the word of God. This is why it's so powerful, because when we get into the word of God, he teaches us how to believe. He lines us up in righteousness and right living and in obedience and puts us on the path of faith that cannot be shaken. When we're out here just in our own little world of faith, we're taking scripture out of context and we're standing on it and we're proclaiming it and wondering why nothing's coming to pass. But when we let the word get involved in us and our faith flows through the hearing of the word of God, then God brings it all together, and we won't just be believing, we'll be believing in his will, in his purpose for our life. And some of you, this is right now, you're praying, God, get me out, get me out, get me out. It's like that little guy locked up in the box. Let me out. Yes, you know, a little box, you touch it,
Yeah, let me out of here. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. The box shakes, you know. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. That's how some of y'all look to God. You're in your little spiritual box, and you're in there, and you go, let me out of here. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. Let me. You get a hold of the Word of God. You let the God change you. My God, this is how your prayer will change. You'll be in the same valley, and you'll be looking for the devil. I come to take care of the devil while I'm in this valley. I come to take care of a little unbelief while I'm in this valley. I come to take care of doubt while I'm in this valley. I come to take care of fear while I'm in this valley. Instead of let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. It'll be God, come on. We're not done down here yet. Come on, God. Let's take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. Clap your hands to the Lord. So, everybody take a deep breath for me. Thank you. You get in the Word in your valley, huh? In your trial, in your circumstance. You get in that Word, and the Bible tells us faith will come. And faith will replace fear. Where you used to tremble, you will stand fast in the faith. My God, this is heavy. Oh my God, we're giving the devil a black eye in the spirit. I feel it right now. I'm telling you, I feel something powerful right now going on. We're about to walk out of here in faith, Brother Sapp. We're about to walk out of here in faith. My God, my God. The devil was expecting a third of us to walk out of this building today, trembling in our valley, afraid, full of fear. But now we're going to walk out of here with faith in our heart. I'm going to get through this. God said he'll never leave me. God said he'll never forsake me. That's his word. That's his word. Believe it, believe it, believe it. And faith will come. And where you had doubt that God would ever bring you out, faith will replace it. And it won't be if, it'll be when. It won't be if God gets me out, it'll be when God takes me out. Your testimony won't be if I ever get out. No, it'll be when I come out of this. How do you know that? Because the Word says he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. I got a hold of that Word. Now I have faith. And that faith will remove mountains. Somebody say, faith is not complicated. Say, it is as easy as reading the Word. Now, that just made it very difficult for most of us. Because most of us don't read the Word. And the only faith we get is the little 1 hour faith dose at church. I said that and some of you looked at your watch. Has he really been preaching for an hour? No, I haven't. And that's all the faith we get. But the Bible says Satan comes quickly to steal the word. Why didn't he come quickly to steal your faith? Why didn't he come quickly to steal your confidence? Why didn't he come quickly to steal your money? Why didn't he come quickly to steal whatever? No, he comes to take the word. Why? Because faith comes through hearing the word. If he can get the word out of you, you're faithless. And if you're faithless, you don't have any power over him. Do you know that you exercise every power that you have over the devil through faith? Do you know why I know I have power over the devil? Because the Bible says, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy. My God, my God, my God, my God. Brother Lumen, that's why we're not afraid of witches. We're not afraid of warlocks. Come on. I know it's in you. You're heading to New York. You're going to pastor. You're going to be visited by witches and warlocks and demons. But oh my God. They got a surprise coming. Because a man of faith and a man of power is going to be in that church. Why? Because he's a word man. All right, now. I don't want to hurt your feelings or blow your theology out of the water, but you better listen to Pastor. Faith, does not come through prayer. Prayer is the avenue that faith is exercised. That's why the Bible says praying in the Holy Ghost, building up. Your faith's already there. But the Holy Ghost, the confirmation of the Spirit, will step into your prayer life and will acknowledge the faith in your heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. There is no other way. Get that book open. Start reading in the word of God. Listen, open that book up and pray the word. Can't mess up there, darling. Pray the word. All right, let me continue. Tell you words whereby you can be saved. You see, the word will give us direction and understanding of our situation. I'm going to tell you what. You get in the word, and the word will reveal to you whether God wants you to bust out of something or where God wants you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and work in that valley. Work in that situation. Work in that dilemma. Without fear. Without doubt. Without mumbling or grumbling. You know, listen. There is a reason that the first thing God gave the children of Israel was the Word of God. Because if they were going to make it through the wilderness, they needed some faith. And the only way they were going to get faith was the word of God. So he took his finger out and he wrote it on the stone. Go ahead and read it. Prior to the word of God coming into their life, they just are. Okay, everybody say faith comes by miracles. Really? Because 3 days earlier, Jehovah opened up a Red Sea. They walked across on dry ground, and then they closed it. Sorry, he closed it. I said they. The old Baptist coming out of me. And then he closed it up, drowned all their enemies. They get 3 days into the wilderness and they're murmuring and complaining and cursing Moses and Aaron and everybody else because they've got nothing to eat and nothing to drink.
Doesn't sound like much faith to me. I don't think that miracle of the Red Sea produced any faith. I don't think the plagues produced any faith. They saw the power and the might of God, but it didn't produce any faith. I'm going to tell you where the faith began in Israel is when Moses walked down. I know he broke it the first time. They didn't even get to read it the first time. He had to go back up 40 more days, do the thing all over again, and then come back down and put that word into the midst of the children of Israel. And they were going to need it because by that time they were cursed and doomed and destined to 40 years in the wilderness. But I want to tell you, whether it's 1 year, whether it's a day, a year, or whatever, 40 years, if you've got the word, you can make it through your wilderness. Tell your neighbor, don't complicate your faith. Hey, brother, Joe Clements, Marine man. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Army. Who says hoorah? Hoorah! All of them do, don't they? Yeah, it's synonymous, I think, with all of them. Did you know that was an acronym? I didn't know that. It's spelled H-U-A. Hoorah! Who? Sister who? Hoorah! H-U-A. You know what it stands for? It means I have heard, I have understood, and I acknowledge. So they say to their commander, he gives a command. Hoorah! We've heard you. We understand you. And we acknowledge you. Now, I don't have time to get all of this today. But friend, that's faith. When we look at God and say, I've heard your word. I understand your word. I acknowledge your word. Hoorah. Come on, somebody shout that to God. Hoorah. Shout it. Hoorah. Shout it. Hoorah. Man, that's almost as good as hallelujah. I've heard. Woo. I understand. And I acknowledge. Let's stand to our feet and clap our hands to the Lord and give God praise. Come on, give God praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Music, if you'll come. Come on, stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up. Somebody loose your faith. Somebody loose your faith right now. Loose your faith. Get a hold of the word of God. Loose your faith. Woo. Now listen, some of you need the Holy Ghost. Some of you need the Holy Ghost. But you can't get saved without faith. And you can't have faith without the Word. So I'm going to tell you. The Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you'll let that word, you've heard it, understand it, God will give you revelation, acknowledge it. I'm going to stop here because God will help us, we'll continue next week. That be all right? Will you come back? Lord wants to help us in our faith. And we'll go a little further, a little deeper. Because he's going to change our thinking. Listen, We're going to have an altar call. I want my music to come. But listen, everybody say, I have homework. Chris and Katie Ann, y'all need to take the time to do this. I know you're newlyweds, but take the time to do this. Everybody say, I've got homework. Whatever situation you're going through, it could be financial. You could be sick in your body. You could be going through something that you just can't understand. You can't put your hand on it. Whew, man, I wish I had another hour and a half. I'd preach on the Giants. And you're walking through a valley that's been a while or maybe shortly. Been misunderstood by a brother or a sister. You've been hurt. Listen, the list goes on. We're all so diverse. How we were raised and what surrounds us, our living circumstances. We all have our own set of troubles. But God understands them all. Pastor Sat mentioned last week, and he shall, many are the troubles of the righteous, or something similar to that. But God delivers them out of them all. My Lord, listen, if that's the only scripture you had, that'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? It doesn't matter what your affliction is, God will deliver you. This is our homework. I don't care if you Google it. You can ask Google. You can ask Yahoo. Or you can ask Thompson Chain. But make sure it's the Word. And I want you to take whatever your situation is, whatever your problem is, and I want you to look up some scripture. And I want you to begin to speak that Word. I'm bound by fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. You just quote that word. I'm not sure where to go. God directs the paths of the righteous. Get in the Word. Whatever your situation is, I'm sick in body. By His stripes, we were healed. The Word. The Word. When you begin to read that Word and you begin to digest that Word and you begin to look into that Word, faith will begin to arise. Faith will replace fear, and faith will push out doubt, and faith will push the thoughts of confusion into the background, and faith will step into your life. The Word will become alive, and you might find out that God wants you to walk through that valley. That's okay. It's me and Him. It's a whole different story now. It's a whole different outlook. It's a whole different perception. The Word of God. And we're going to begin to see mighty miracles, because we're going to stop having faith in ourselves. Faith in our faith. And we're going to start having faith in the only thing that can give faith. And that's the Word of God. And the only thing that can bring results. And that's the Word of God. I want to be a church of faith. How about you? I want to be a church of faith. I want to walk in faith. I want to operate in the faith. I want to operate in the faith. Amen. I'm trying to follow the Holy Ghost right now. Reach over, put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Will you do that? Let's just pray for a moment. I'm trying to seek after God. It's only 1:15. We have time. We have time. Jesus. Jesus. God, we want to be a church of faith. Teach us. Teach us. Show us. We bind together, Lord. Your word says, where two or three agree upon any one thing, that you'll do it for the glory of the Father that is in heaven if we believe. Lord, we're agreeing upon this as a church, as a body. We want to be a church of faith. We want to operate in faith. No more fear. No more doubt. No more excuses. Faith. Operate in faith. Touch us and bless us. Minister. Your word says that you are in the midst where two or three are gathered together in your name. So we have the faith that you are here. We know that you are here. We have that faith. It comes through the word. My God, I feel something building up in here. I feel something building. I'm telling you, healing is about to flow through every hand. I hope somebody's touching somebody right now. I hope there's not a single discontinuity, that everybody's got their hand on somebody. Ha. My, 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 my. Lord, we have your word that you will heal us of all of our diseases. Come on, somebody. Come on, we're binding together in faith. We're letting faith flow. It's the word. We get our faith from the word. Just simply believe it. Don't try to explain it. Just believe it. He's the healer of all of our diseases. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Keep praying. Keep praying. Listen to Pastor, but keep praying. We've got loved ones that are lost. I'm telling you what's fixing to happen. I'm about to give you word, and the word's going to give you faith, and faith is going to bring results. It is not the will of God that any man should perish, but that everyone should come to repentance. Let that word put faith in you. God, it's your will for my spouse to be saved. It's your will for my children to be saved. It's your will for my siblings to be saved. It's your will that my parents be saved. It's your will that my co-workers be saved. It's your will that my neighbors be saved. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
You're here and you'd like to have the Holy Ghost, we invite you to come down. You want to be prayed for, we invite you to come down. Otherwise, church, keep praying for a moment. Come on. Keep praying for a moment. Power of God is in this place. The anointing of the Lord is upon us. Migraine headaches. You suffer from migraine headaches, raise your hand, wave it. Right, keep it waving. You suffer from migraine headaches. Sister Jennifer, lay hands on Sister Bertrand. Who else? Migraine headache, right behind you, brother, right behind you. Joe, come over, pray. Thank you. Right here. Give me a brother right here. Come on. God's going to heal these migraine headaches. This sister right here, Sarah. No. The one next to you. Your hand wasn't up, darling. Pray for her. Migraine headache right over here. Give me some sisters right there, brother. It's about to happen. He is going to dissolve the source. Right over here. It's about to happen. Listen. Most of you, it is a chemical imbalance. The neurons are firing when they're not supposed to be. There's nothing wrong inside of your head. You understand? Your brain's perfectly normal. It's just screaming when it's not supposed to. God's about to fix that right now in the name of Jesus. It's about to fix it. Put your hands on that person right now. Don't try to figure this out. It's His word. I will heal thee of all of thy diseases. Father, according to thy word, we receive faith. And we loose our faith right now. Loose your faith. What faith? Speak the word. He healeth all our diseases. Say it. He healeth all our diseases. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. Say it. He healeth all of thy diseases. Now place that with migraine headache. He healeth my migraine headache. Say it. He healeth my migraine headache. Come on. If you're praying for them, say it. He healeth your migraine headache. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, every person in this building, we command by the word of God, we release our faith through the word of God. Be healed of your migraine headaches. Say it in Jesus' name. Touch their forehead with your fingers in Jesus' name. It's done. Clap your hands to the Lord. And you're going to testify of it. I know you don't have one right now, but they're not coming back. They're not coming back. Listen, this is how this works. We know the devil wants to stop all this, right? So you're walking up to someone. I wish y'all could all see a picture of Jim when he was a bouncer in the ballroom. Hair down on his back. His beard was longer and more fluffy than that. And you'd have saw him on the street, you'd have said, he don't want God. God speaks to you. Witness to him. No. He's not going to receive this. Let me tell you how you defeat that. You speak the word. It is the will of God that every man repent. It's the will of God that every man be saved and that every man hear the gospel. You speak that out, and you know what's going to happen? Faith is going to replace the fear. It's going to replace the doubt. It's going to replace the confusion.
And it's going to realign you with God had already asked you to do in the beginning. There is so much revelation in what I'm saying right now. And most of y'all are looking at me like I'm retarded. We have got to get back in the Word. Stop using your strength, your intelligence, your might, your power. Get back in the Word. And when you go to do something in faith and fear and doubt enters you, you have that scripture ready already in your mind, and you begin to speak that scripture, and faith will rearise through the Word of God. And it will embolden you to witness. It will embolden you to pray. When someone says, I'm sick, and God says, pray for him, you go, oh no, it won't work. What if it doesn't work? I'll look like a fool. You immediately say, he's the healer of all of our diseases. You immediately say, by his stripes you were healed. And you will feel faith rise up, and you can walk over and lay hands upon that person and get it out of your mind of about who you are and what you are and how great or how ungreat or how much faith or how little faith or how whatever. Get you out of the way. It's nothing to do with you. God will take care of you. You're wrong, he'll fix you. You're sinning, he'll beat you. He knows how to fix it in your life. But at that moment, it's not about you, it's about them. God's reaching for them, and you speak faith and you lay hands and you watch what God will do. I'm going to say this and I'm closing. I know you've been standing for 10 minutes. Listen to me. The only way we're going to see miracles, signs and wonders, and the only way that we're going to see a great influx into this church, souls, is if we take this truth outside of these walls. You know what we do? And I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to help us. We all gather together in our service Sunday after Sunday. And we pray for one another over and over. Same prayer requests. Same valley. Same loved ones, over and over. And a lot of times, we're laying hands on you for God to heal you, like the preacher said last week, and God put you there, or allowed it, maybe I should say. And he's going to walk with you through that valley, and you're going to come out of the other side greater than what you went in. And we don't see a lot because we're constantly working on one another. You can only wax the car so many times. It only gets so shiny. We need to take this out into the streets. And we need to open our ears and our hearts and listen to Christ. And let him lead us. And when intimidation and fear comes on us, we need to quote the scripture. And faith will come. And I'm telling you, I'm telling us, we will begin to see miracles throughout Palm Beach County. You'll come to this church and you'll say, I want to testify. And it won't be about what God did for you. It'll be about what God did for someone else. I was on the job and such, and I prayed and God did it right then. God did this, God did that. I prayed with my neighbor because they haven't heard from their son or their daughter, and they called that afternoon. I'm telling you. And people will begin to flock because they'll say, I want to come and see. Initially, I want to come and see. But you get them in here, and they'll come in here. And when they hear, faith will come. And when faith comes, salvation comes. And lives are changed. Church, let's get it out these walls. Just love people. Be kind to people. uplift them. Be charitable to them. Don't judge. Don't laugh. Don't criticize. It doesn't matter what they look like or what they're doing, how they talk or how they look. Jesus Christ loves everyone. Everyone. And he wants us to reach them. Look at your neighbor and say, stop complicating your faith. Faith is as simple as hearing the word of God. God bless you. I love you. You're the greatest in the world. Take this faith with you. Take this word with you. You don't have to rush off at 2. If you want to hang around and visit for a while, you can. We have to be out of the building by 2. But we can stay on the parking lot for longer than that. I know I used to run you off at 2 o'clock, but you don't have to leave at 2. You can hang around 2:33. God bless you. Selling. The youth department, listen, the youth department is selling food. Barbecue chicken, yum yum. 2 sides, $7. So get your money out. Write your check. Leave them your credit card. We'll only run $7 on it. And Joel is taking pictures. If you've recently joined the church, please get your family picture taken. When I print the directories, don't come to me and say your picture wasn't in there. Take the time to get your picture taken. We don't have to leave by 2. You have plenty of time. Stop off and buy a dinner. Don't let them have dinners. Make sure you buy a dinner. Whew, I'm tired. I love you. God bless you. God bless you. Hold my